This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
LJ Cryer and Uzan really fit more of his culture than Hunter. He wouldn't, even if you gave him Hunter Dickinson, he would not touch him, because that ain't what Kelvin's about. And so that's the part. I don't think he's lost his fastball. I think he just has to, look at the talent and then look at the fit for them. And he acknowledged that afterward.
And look, like, free agency has come to college basketball. And so a lot of these guys are almost like GMs for the first time. And it can be tough. You know, I'm a UConn fan. They missed out on Cooper Flagg. But then in the transfer portal, they went for the dude from St. Mary's, Mahaney, and let another guy go to Kentucky who's been much better this year. So they made the wrong call there. And that's had a big impact on their season. So you miss out on one recruit, or you make one wrong decision in the transfer portal, and you know it can doom you for a whole season. It's free agency every year, and these guys are sometimes you just pick the wrong kid or the wrong fit, just like any professional team.
By the way, it looks like Carolina is not going to be able to get over the hump. It's still a 5-point game, but it looks like they're not going to be able to get over the hump. They can't. Yeah, it's oh, they're going to get that jump ball, though. All right, we'll keep you updated on what's happening with the tournament.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rockets, the hottest team in the NBA, have an 8-game win streak right now. They had the night off after, I think, a pretty solid W they had against Orlando after a bit of a slow start. They're in Miami. They are expected to get Amen Thompson back, which...
I feel like Kobe.
Hey, it's excited to get him back. He has had a little of that lower leg injury, and now they expect to get him back tonight as they face Tyler Hero. And remember the last time he faced Tyler Hero. Oh, they got a chance to cut it to three.
Turned into a rag doll.
There he is. He has just got an and one right now and banged it. It is one possession.
Yeah.
They did it.
They did it.
They got a chance to get it to
109 left.
Yeah, with 109 left. But my concern, you know about that Orlando-Miami trip for NBA players, Luke. About, especially when I talked about this a little bit yesterday, especially when you have that day off in between. What kind of fun you think them boys had last night? I'm telling you, I know Jalen went out there and had him. Only person I think didn't have a good time was Jeff Green. Jeff Green, I think, probably just chilled at the hotel. But everybody else, I bet they had themselves a ball in South Beach, did their thing, and I hope they don't have that South Beach flu going into this game tonight against Miami. Because I know Fred went in there and had himself a good time. I know Jalen Green did. I know it. No chance in hell. So hopefully that is my only concern, because this is not the same Miami Heat team, and they should handle this team. And really, it's counting, man. Like, the standings are coming together. They, with this streak, have risen to the 2 seed, and it is still tight between teams like them teams like the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, still all in that kind of between a game, game and a half type of a distance between each other. So I do think being the two or the three seed is a big deal. One, obviously your matchup is better for you, and you get to avoid the Oklahoma City Thunder in that next round if you're able to make it past that. So hopefully that is something the Rockets can keep in there. But it'll be a fun one tonight in Miami as they take on the Heat.
Yeah, I'm with you in the concern. You know, the back-to-back road games have been tough for the Rockets. I was just looking at it. I think they've lost 6 of 7 when it's a second consecutive road game. So this is tough to begin with, let alone, the whole, you know, you get an extra night in Miami. Team's been playing good. They're feeling themselves. You know, they want to go out and have a good time. You have Denver coming up at home if there's some sort of look-ahead spot. So from that perspective, a bit of a tricky spot. But all things equal, I mean, they're a much better team than the Heat. They should be able to take care of business tonight, and hopefully they do so. Tickets as low as $7, by the way, so it might not
get
be
them
much
in there
of
for
environment.
$7, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, they, hey, some people complain about Houston coming to games late, especially, where do you see Miami, boy? Miami, boy, like that thing, they come in so late, you can see the Heat thing that they have created with the chairs, the way they've colored the chairs to make the Heat symbol.
I remember when LeBron went to Miami, I remember learning about that, how it was like just this known thing in sports with the late arriving South Beach crowd.
I mean, playoff games, they late arriving during playoff games is what they do there. So be a fun one tonight. Amen Thompson, it'll be good to see him move around. I don't know if he'll be on a minutes restriction. That hasn't been talked about, but he's back in the lineup, and the most important thing here with him is to make sure he's healthy and get rolling. But take care of business and get these wins. By the way, a 2-point game there between North Carolina and Ole Miss.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the thing that we have seen the most movement tinkering with for the Texans is their offensive line, and they have done some more movement and tinkering with that offensive line, and they have added another tackle. After adding Cam Robinson the other day, what it would appear for him to play left tackle, they have added Trent Brown on a 1-year, $3 million deal. He started 3 games before he injured. He got injured last year, tore his patella tendon. He started 3 games with the Bengals, had some time with the Raiders, signed a big deal with them after his time with the Patriots, also with the 49ers as well. So a 9-year vet in Trent Brown. How do you make of this deal? What are you excited about Trent Brown? I will just say, people, I believe Luke said, I don't mean to put words in Luke's mouth, I believe earlier today, Luke said he believes Trent Brown is actually a better tackle than Cam Robinson, who they've brought in to play left tackle. So when I hear that, I am really intrigued by your thoughts of this signing.
Well, I do think the signing is a depth move, or potentially for him to come in and compete. I mean, just look at the contracts. They're paying Cam Robinson almost 5 times as much.
Yeah.
I imagine he'll be the starter. But I do believe Trent Brown, if both guys are healthy, which that's been the problem with Trent Brown. He played 3 games last year. He's only had 1 full season, I think, in the last 6, something along those lines. But if both guys are healthy, I do think he is the better tackle. In another life, I was a Vikings fan. I watched every Cam Robinson snap for the second half of last season. He allowed the most pressures in the league for any tackle last year. He's bottom 15 for tackles last year in sacks allowed and penalties against him. Jaguars let him go for a reason.
All right, so you've watched a lot of him, and you're down on Cam Robinson. I know you've given out some stats, but when you watch him, what are the struggles? What concerns you for him coming here as what it looks like to be the left tackle?
For Cam? I mean, I just...
Like, when you watch him, what are the struggles you're seeing?
He just seems a step slow.
Yeah.
Like I said, he gave up more pressures than anybody in the league last year for any offensive lineman. So he was just getting consistently beat and pushed back. You know, the Jaguars, the reason why he became available in part was the speculation was He was in a contract year last year. Jaguars weren't planning on re-signing him, so the thought was he kind of threw in the towel. Jags weren't doing very well. He was going to be gone. And so they thought, like, oh, send him to a contender. This will revitalize him. And he was just as bad, if not worse, in Minnesota. He's just, I would say, not the same guy, I guess. You know, getting pushed back a lot, getting beat off the jump a lot, allowing too many pressures. And so not impressed with him whatsoever. Trent Brown, on the other hand, look, injuries were the big thing. But I would tell you, 2 years ago when he was with the Patriots, and again, more numbers, more stats, but it's kind of hard to differentiate offensive linemen. He was left alone the most times, based off of a percentage, in the NFL 2 years ago for a tackle, and he allowed the second fewest pressures. When healthy, I think he is the far superior tackle.
Far superior.
Yes, Cam Robinson.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Health is obviously the question. He's only been healthy once about the last 6 years.
What's that face, Ron?
Like, he didn't just say, man, I like him better. He's the far superior lineman. Listen, I think Trent Brown, we'll see. We'll see. I think Trent Brown, who obviously has a relationship and a history with not just Nick Caserio, but all of the Patriot Knicks, Nick Cayley as well, and the offense, Cole Popovich, spent some time there as well. So he's got a relationship. I'm judging by him and what he has done over his career and what they're paying him, as you said as well. If this is more than a debt play, I'm surprised. This feels like more of a, hey, let's bring him in, let's hit him in camp, let's see what it is that he brings to the table, and maybe he can help us as a swing tackle or something. What I am surprised with is that the position they decided to go with was tackle. They've got Trent Brown, Blake Fisher, Titus Howard. Maybe this is a clear play that he is a guard. And obviously Cam, they have a plethora of tackles. So that is an interesting decision there. But that's where they're going. So we'll look at it there. So Trent Brown, the latest member of that offensive line room for your Houston Texans. Coming up,